Where did he go?
Hey, we're back with another tech episode today. We're on Zoom, where we can do fun things like this. And this. So yeah, basically the guys are out right now. Everyone just has other priorities, and to me and Presley, nothing is more important than this podcast. Even though neither one of us were on the podcast for the episodes that haven't come out yet, but hopefully those episodes will come out if we can ever figure out how to get the video files over. So we're going to replace temporarily and momentarily our normal scheduled program with the Awkward Tech. So Presley, what are we doing today?
Well, right now, it looks like we're exploring some of the new features.
Yes.
Of syncing your iPhone camera with your computer to use video. So, for those of you that don't know, one major advantage of Apple is their ecosystem. You love the ecosystem. Everybody's all about the ecosystem. What does that mean? It means a bunch of devices talk to each other, and because they're owned by the same people and they run the same similar software, that they can interact with each other.
Yeah.
So if you see what Layton is doing, he's moving around a lot.
Yeah.
What we are both doing, rather than purchasing a camera that costs a couple thousand dollars, we're using our iPhone cameras to sync with our MacBooks because it's honestly the best camera we have. It's up there with probably the one we use for the main podcast, honestly. But it really does very well for our purposes. It's a lot better than any webcam we could get. But it has a bunch of new features like center stage. So when Layton moves around, it just kind of follows his face. They added another feature. I guess if you're gaming and streaming, if you have the normal camera, it'll have this. But they also, I don't know if you saw this, it'll let you do a wide angle, utilize the wide angle camera, and it'll use both cameras. Like, if you ever see some streamers, how it'll have, like, a POV of their keyboard mouse.
Yeah.
Like, if you're trying to show something off, like, what's on your desk, you can use that, too. You can do the reactions, like what Layton is doing.
Yeah. And Zoom is going to lower the quality of this by a lot. Like, when we're saying it looks good, it looks really, really good on our end. It's just once you get it through Zoom, it, like, lowers the quality a bunch. So what you see won't be as good. But, like if we were to do a different platform, like if someone were to stream on Twitch or something like that, and they were to up the bit rate and try to keep the original like quality of the video, they could have a really nice looking like webcam and not have to get like our $1,200 camera, which is better. But if you can try to mimic it, it's a lot easier for people just starting out to be able to do that. I mean, you look at a streamer now, like what's up, brothers? He doesn't have like the nicest sketch. He doesn't have the nicest like webcam, but he blew up. So it's not all about what you got. It's about who you are.
It's about your quality.
It is. And who you are.
Character.
Yeah. A lot of people have made it up with terrible, terrible audio equipment. I mean, look at the Joe Rogan experience. Look at where that started. It was literally episode one was him screwing around with a buddy with talking with a webcam and a camera or his laptop. And he was just talking and just going for it. And then now it is the number one podcast in the world. It just is.
A lot of people probably have never seen those earlier episodes. I've seen little clips of it pop up on Instagram with where he started versus where he is now.
Yeah.
Just got to start. We've gotten better. Also, the more we do this, I mean, I guess that's kind of up to the people watching. It could have gotten worse. I don't know. I mean,
You first start something, I was thinking about this the other day. When we first started, we were so excited to do it. But then we start getting into like our normal day-to-day jobs and everything that we got to do. And then it turns into something that you have to do. And I think the whole point of it was to have fun. So if we ever lose that, then it's not going to be very good anymore. But I think whenever we're all together, it's a lot of fun. We feed off of each other's energy and whatnot. So I think we just got to get the whole band back together. It seems like right now. Yeah,
we have not all been together since December.
Yeah. So this year, there hasn't been an episode that has come out where we have all been on it.
And we're almost halfway through the year.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy. We gotta change. Your camera cannot make a decision.
No, I'm thinking about turning it off if you think I should. Just because it moves a lot. I mean, I move a lot.
It's not doing a lot for me right now because I'm not really moving a lot. And I'm not as close to the camera as you are. But
yeah, I'll turn it off for now if people get annoyed at
it. So in order to compensate for the lack of people, we both caffeinated a lot before this.
Yes.
So.
Well, do you want to go first or I got some?
How about you go? I think you have more talking points, whereas mine is just more informative.
Okay. All right. Can you see my screen?
Oh, my goodness. Is there going to be a test?
Yes. No. So this is going to be the Neuralink thing. So back in like January, this dude, Nolan Arkalaka, was paralyzed after a diving accident and received an implant in January. But experts caution that the procedure is in the early stages. Elon Musk has a chip that goes into your brain and can do cool things. You've probably heard about it, but I thought this was kind of cool. Hopefully you can hear this.
I cannot.
Oh.
It's actually not even playing. Did it go to a different screen when you went full screen?
Oh, it did. My bad.
I'm not hearing audio, but it's got captions. You so 29 those. Years old, 8 years ago. So quadriplegic, for those of you listening audio only, he's paralyzed from below the shoulders. It's currently showing him
chess.
A video of him playing chess. So he can move because of a chip they put in his brain?
Yeah, so you can't hear. I'm just going to turn this off because I'm treating it like you can hear what he's saying. He has this cursor that's moving, and you can see the captions, but if you're just listening, he's able to move the cursor on his mouse on the screen with just his mind. So he's playing chess right now because all you do in the chess is you just click and then drag and drop and move the chess piece. So he's fully paralyzed, and he wouldn't be able to do any of this if it wasn't for the Neuralink chip in his brain that's helping him move the chess pieces. Literally, he's just thinking of what he wants it to do, and it's just moving.
Fascinating.
I know. And so there's been a bunch of different use cases that people have talked about, such as schizophrenia or Parkinson's disease, like a few different things. Because basically, if there's something that's either wrong with your brain, or there's something where your physical body isn't able to do something anymore, like in this case, I don't think he can move his arms or can't move his legs. He's fully paralyzed, or at least halfway or something. He's paralyzed. So he's able to now do things that he wasn't able to do before because of this chip. And I think he was the first one that got the Neuralink chip. But this was back in January, but I just wanted to mention it because maybe some people don't know about it, and I think it's kind of interesting.
That is interesting. Being able to use a computer when you're fully paralyzed, I'm sure that's a pretty big deal. I've also seen, I don't know if it was from this chip specifically or if it's in talks with a different company. Something that people keep talking about that's in the future is putting chips in their brain to help their body relearn how to do things. Mm-hmm. As far as even with disabilities, like say you have a visual impairment, it's like you and your eyes are going to degenerate. It's not that you, as long as there's nothing wrong with, I guess, your eyes themselves, nothing wrong with the tissue. I saw this a while ago, but if I remember right, basically, here's the deal. They put the chip in your brain and it reteaches your brain how to see.
That's insane. I need that. I
Yeah.
got
Well,
terrible
not
eyes.
that you can see, you just can't see
Well,
well. I'm talking about for people that are going blind.
yeah.
Or
That would
also
be
if you're
really cool.
paralyzed. I thought where that video was going was that he was gonna like be able to move again.
No, but
I don't think that's
I'm
that far
wondering.
off.
Yeah, I'm wondering if some of that might be possible. You never know. I mean, you think about how much the brain does. It's literally the brain.
Like
You
a
know?
computer.
It's basically telling your body everything and what to do. And so if you can't, if you still
If your
have your
brain's not going to
arms,
do it, maybe you can get a computer to do it.
And apparently, so China, there was another news story that I had. Let me go back to this real quick. I'm going to share this where they had made something similar.
Leave it to China.
China shows off monkey. Well, we put
I
it
thought
in a
those already
human.
existed.
Monkeys?
Yeah. China invented monkeys.
China shows off monkey with brain chip, allowing it to control a robotic arm. I don't know if this one has a video. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So I didn't really have to share my screen. But anyway,
Like a arm that's a part of its body or separate from its body?
I think separate.
That's interesting though, because if it was a part of its body, then if it lost its arm or even people who lose limbs, that would be interesting.
And then so the other thing was, I think a monkey was playing the game Pong, you know, where you slide the bar and the ball goes in between the two. You're playing like a computer. He was playing that game just with his mind. Like he was just picturing where he, I guess, thinking where he wanted that little bar to slide, and then the ball would bounce, and then it'd go over here, and then the ball would bounce, and he's just thinking, and it's just happening. So
Well,
I can think of a lot of cool use cases, but I can also think of how this could go terribly wrong and how I would never, ever, ever want it in my body.
yeah.
Because it
Well,
could
you
be
start
used
thinking,
poorly.
yeah, well, I think it's got a lot of good intentions behind it, but I could, like you're saying, I could see that going wrong because you're talking about using chips to start treating mental diseases. Yeah. Whenever humans start playing God, I think that's going to get a little dangerous. Because what if, well, with mental illness, physical illness, what if you misdiagnose and you give them some sort of treatment using technology and it makes it worse? I don't know. I guess it could be that way with modern medicine, anyways. I don't know. That's just a dangerous road to go down.
I think when you start putting something in someone's brain, though, you can start to. You could. If you're able to control what they're able to do with their body, you could also use that to control what people are thinking, too, and get them to do what you want them to do. Like, that just seems like a very easy way to literally control everyone. Is you just, well, everyone's got a chip in their brain, so I'm just gonna tell you what to do. The same way that you're telling your mouse what to do, they can control what you do now because now they have access to the Neuralink. It just seems so insane and futuristic that it seems impossible. But the fact is, someone's actually able to do that right now, you know, very early stage, but someone's able to move something else with just their mind. So that is something that you never would have thought. I never would have thought that would have happened like any time recently. Maybe when I'm about to die and I'm like 80 or 90 years old, you know, I'd be like, ah, well, someone did something crazy, but it's happening now. And actually a few months ago. So, and we're always further along than what we think we are. It's just when we kind of hear about it, like someone's already working on the next part of that, but we're seeing it, you know, maybe a month or two behind when we actually get to see like what they're able to do. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be creepy if they start putting all these chips in people's brains, and then they create like a hive mind situation where you got a bunch of chips going back to the governmental mothership.
Yeah, we've talked about this with cars, but this is different when we're talking about people, like literally just humans having all this
Yeah,
technology.
you give the higher ups control over your brain that you may not even know that that's what's happening, but if you start, I don't know, if someone were to put a chip in me right now and I start thinking a certain way, I'm gonna be like, is that me or is that the chip?
Yeah, that's what I wouldn't like. I don't think I'd ever want to do this just because of that reason alone.
Well, the
But
companies are going to claim like, oh, we would never do that. We have no control. It's like, okay, I don't
course
think
you
you'd tell me
do.
if you did.
Right. Yeah.
I have no reason to believe you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But if I was paralyzed, I might want to give it a shot if I was in his shoes.
Yeah.
So, you never know. But right now, I think I'm all right.
If you can, yeah, that's where I'm split, because that's what they're going to use to sell this, is they're going to pull at your
Yeah.
heartstrings and say, oh, well, what about the people that'll never walk again? Then they
Yeah.
show a black and white video, you know, with
The
the
sad
dogs.
puppies. Wait, hold on. Or it kind of does this. It's the
Yeah,
mood.
there you go. Except you're smiling.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Woo!
It's got a
Anyway.
Leighton becomes paralyzed, and it's got a sad video, black and white, of him crying, just looking out the window, and then it fades to a video of a husband and wife walking on the beach saying, I got the surgery to get Elon's chip, and now I can walk the beach with my wife again. You two can become a part of the hive mind.
Yeah.
What would he call it? We're going to call it Musk mind.
Musk mind. Yeah, let's just
Musk
put a bunch
mind.
of chips in people's brains. Nothing could go wrong.
Yeah.
All
I don't know. In
right.
that situation, it could be a lot of good, though, that comes out of that. You would just have to
Yeah.
absolutely prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that that is not going to have any sort of cellular or wireless connection to anything else. It just like lives in you, and that's as far as it goes.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust it.
Even then, they
Yeah.
could still pre-program stuff to get you to think a certain way and then put it in you, even if it never connects to anything else.
Yeah. All right.
Freaky
What you
stuff,
got?
man.
Freaky
Let's go
stuff.
deeper into the depression hole. I've
Oh,
got
great.
a I've got a article here. Have you heard about Ray-Bans that are integrated with Meta AI?
Yeah, they have like the webcams on the side of them.
Yeah, so Ray-Bans have partnered, I guess, with Facebook, because Meta is a part of Facebook. Says here in the article, Meta's newest smart glasses, developed in partnership with Ray-Ban, have been newly fleshed out with more AI features. This week, Meta started rolling out an over-the-air update to its second generation of smart sunglasses that gives the wearables some new capabilities. Biggest update with the Meta AI is Vision with Vision feature, which incorporates Meta's ChatGPT enabled AI assistant into the spectacles. So they will be able to activate an AI voice assistant. Looks like they have some features for real-time translation. So say you're speaking English, someone's speaking Spanish. I think it will put like closed captions on the display of the glasses as you're looking through them. It looks
I
like that
like
doesn't work
this.
very well though. It says it'll also be able to identify stuff in the wearer's vision, which sounds very futuristic for sunglasses, though users have reported that, like all new AI systems, some features work better than others. I still think that's pretty cool. It looks like it also, because it's Facebook and integrated with everything, it's able to pop up messages into the frames. The thing I like about this, the thing I think they're doing right, is that they took a brand that is already well known and stylish and in the, I don't know, just in the world. They're not trying to recreate something new and futuristic like Google Glass or the Tesla Cybertruck. They're trying to integrate technology into things that already exist, which makes it more accessible and people are less likely to turn it down. So it's literally just a regular pair of Ray-Bans with like a camera in the corner and apparently a display for you to see, which I think is pretty cool. I've seen some videos on YouTube where the guy was asking the glasses to identify just what it sees in front of him, and it was able to accurately say
Yeah,
it's a
that's
guy
cool.
in a hoodie with a camera.
Great move. Sorry for cussing.
Great move. Sorry for cussing.
I think this is cool because like you said, they're doing something with Ray-Ban because or Ray-Bans because they're already known for their sunglasses. But here's the thing. Have you seen the video MKBHD did on this? Have you seen that?
Yeah, that's the one I'm referring to, actually.
Okay. Yeah, so he's the man for tech view, like literally anything. Like that's who I go to watch
That's like the
MKBHD.
biggest channel.
It is. He's like the number one probably tech reviewer. And that's another example of someone who literally started with nothing when he was just like a kid. But
Yeah.
anyway, his video on it was kind of cool, but it's just really obvious that it's nowhere near where it could be or should be right now. But I like the idea of it is where I'm kind of going with it because if it could be like what we do in a VR headset, which is also something that's far off from where it should be or where it could be. And take this whole thing that you're strapping to your face and then just turn it into something that you just wear, like sunglasses. That would be really cool to have the same features in the VR headset as just sunglasses that you look normal. Because that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen videos of people walking through the street and they're literally wearing the Apple Vision Pro headset. And it just
I've
looks
seen some of them that are
ridiculous.
walking around like Tony Stark. They're waving their arms in the air
Yeah.
like they can see stuff. And what's scary
Yeah.
is the guy that I saw in the video that was doing a meme of it was just getting out of his car. So he
Yeah.
was driving like that and then gets out of the driver's seat and starts waving his arms around.
I mean, you can see through it. I mean, I guess you could drive with it on. I wouldn't recommend it, but you could probably drive with the thing on. I think it's cool. It's just probably got a long ways to go, but I like the idea of it. I think it's
Yeah.
cool.
I think it's smart and more accessible for them to put it into something that people are familiar with.
Because
I don't know
think
if this is
about
true or not. Well, I was going to say, I don't know if this is true or not, but I think that's why they call horsepower horsepower in cars,
yeah, I think it is.
rather
Because
than
it's
calling
something
it
that you
something
know.
else.
I think that is why they originally called it horsepower in the very beginning. Because you think of a horse, and then you think of a car, and you're like, well, this is like 50 horses.
Yeah.
And then now we're like at 500 or 1,000 horses of
I
horsepower.
got
But
500 horses for the price of one.
yeah, you just gotta pay $100,000 to get a nice car.
I don't know. You know how much a horse costs?
Well, that's only one horsepower.
Not exactly.
Yeah, they are pretty expensive.
Which is kind of a really weird measurement to use. I know this is going down a rabbit hole, but how do
Isn't
you
is
measure how much power the average horse has, and then you
I don't
say, all right, this has how much in
I think they
numbers, and
did
then you put
that.
that to an engine power?
I think that's what they did.
Now people don't even think about it.
I might be pulling that out of, my butt or something, but I'm pretty sure that's what they did is they had some way to measure it. I'll look that up in just a second here, but
Yeah, Google me up some of
I'll
that.
Google that up. Or can you Google that up?
I will Google
I
that
got
up.
something I think is kind of an interesting thought.
All
So
right,
if
you
you
go
have
ahead
these
and talk that
sunglasses,
up.
I'm gonna talk it up. I will because this is what I think. So you have sunglasses, early stages. Think of the Apple Watch. I actually just bought one and it's coming tomorrow, Presley. I bet you didn't even know
Really? What'd you get?
that.
Or which one?
Series 9.
Nice. What
Yeah.
do I have?
So I got a good deal on it on Amazon. It was like, I don't know, $50 off. And then I had like
Oh.
$60 in gift cards. And then I had a
Shit.
bunch of points on my credit card that saved another $70. So after tax,
What?
I only paid, even though I had to use money, right? I had to use gift cards and points and all that stuff. But after tax, I only paid $250 for this thing. And usually you can buy them for like $400 or something. So I got a good deal.
How did you get $70 worth of credit? I've never gotten more than maybe 15 after a month.
Not after a month. I haven't used any of my points on my credit card since I got it, and it was like 6 months ago.
Wow.
So I had
Because I got the
$70 of
Series
cash
7 a
back.
while back, but that's because I had $100 worth of gift cards and it was on sale a while back.
Yeah.
So I only got the watch for like $100, 120 or something. But
Yeah,
it's a
I got a
Series
good deal.
7. Yours is going to last a lot longer and you paid a lot less, sounds like.
Yeah. But anyway, so what I was originally gonna say with all of that is
Squirrel.
the Apple Watch, yeah, squirrel. The Apple Watch, the first generation from where it started, and all smartwatches, like all these companies started in on it, you look at where it's starting, you look at where it's at now, it's a pretty big jump in how nice they are, what all they can do. It's like some of the size of it. Like before, it wouldn't even last hardly all day. It didn't do anything. It had a bunch of bugs and issues. The screens were really kind of ugly. They were really big and blocky, and then the screen would be really tiny. But now they've able to like maximize the space on the watch to where like the entire watch is just like screen. So they've really shrunken all the bezels, and it's just really nice. So I don't know if the sunglasses have anywhere near the same market because you don't always wear sunglasses. But I think it would be cool to do that. Anyway, that's my point. I think it would be cool. Anyway.
If they found a way to integrate it into some sort of existing eyeglasses brand, not just sunglasses, but prescription glasses, I might would use that.
Yeah. Did
That's
you look
just,
up that
that's cool.
horsepower?
I did. You want to see that?
I just did
All
too.
right, let's see. Watt devised a test using a mind pony to measure the amount of work that could be performed. I guess Watt is a person. Watt found that the mind pony could perform around 22,000 pound feet of work in a minute. After some calculation, he decided that a full-size horse would perform around 33, yeah, that's the same one I'm looking at. 33,000 pound feet of work, birthing the term horsepower.
So we were right.
That sounds like a lot of work and a lot of numbers to equal one.
But that is cool. Because think if you have a car that even if it only had 150 horsepower, that's 150 horsepower. Like horse
That's such a
power.
strange thing to measure by, though. What if we used like
Horse.
alligator power?
Power. That's cool. Look at these.
What if we used like shark power?
I love it. Well, think about it. They didn't have a daggum anything. They didn't have anything, any reference. So this was their reference, was a horse.
I guess.
That's how people
I mean,
traveled,
well,
Presley. Presley.
sharks existed.
But this is how they traveled, Presley. And now we travel in cars, Presley.
I guess, Layton.
I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, got anything else?
But no, that's all I got.
I have one little small little thing that I'm just going to add in at the end rather than put in on another episode because I think it ties in well with the Neuralink and stuff. I've also seen to where what we're wearing right now, these AirPods, have been semi, sorta, kinda, sorta tested for like to be hearing aids because you can use them as hearing aids like right now. You can turn on and it's like an accessibility feature where you turn it on and you can hear everything around you. It uses the mics on them and it just puts it back into your ear. So it just amplifies all the sound, which is kind of what a hearing aid does anyway. So I thought that was interesting just because it's something that a lot of people already have. And you could kind of use them to be hearing aids. So that kind of goes back into technology can improve and enhance your physical body, but,
Or destroy the world.
or destroy the world. And we'll find out. And I'm here for it. Because it's going to be interesting no
Yeah.
matter what. I'm
Well,
all about interesting things.
thought-provoking.
Thought-provoking.
Here's the thing. I would rather think about it than just get caught off guard in 20 years.
Yeah.
I don't want to be surprised
Sometimes
by any of this.
Joe Rogan can't even sleep at night because he's up thinking about the economic
Oh my
nuclear
gosh, I
state of
saw
the
that.
world. He has talked about
Yeah,
that
but
on
there
the
comes a
show.
point, it's like, now you're just going to do damage to yourself if you can't sleep at night.
Yeah. And
Then you're going to start to go
ultimately,
crazy.
if we all just wanted to, like, if they just started nuking each other, what are we going to do? Like, what's worrying going to do about it? So, like, I get both points where it's like, put your head under the sand, in the sand, because what's the point of even worrying about it? You can't do anything anyway. It's kind of out of your control. But
Yeah.
also, do you really want to be caught off guard? You know, I'd rather at least kind of know what's going on,
I'd rather know
you
what's
know the
going on. I just don't
possibility.
want it to take over my whole state of
Yeah.
being.
Oh well. I mean, it's a bright, sunny day, you know. Just enjoy the day.
That's right, because the moment is all that we have for sure, Layton.
Wow. Dude, are you really gonna hit him with something that deep at the end?
I am, because I want to leave him with a
Wow.
little something.
Darn. Sorry for cussing.
Sorry for
Listen, darn.
cussing.
We really should talk about Sketch more. We can talk about him on the next
Maybe in the
episode
next
if
one.
you want, because
Because we
Sketch is a
got,
beast.
or y'all got, 2 full episodes of Just Us.
Yeah.
After 2 full episodes of the
Sorry.
other three.
Well, here's the thing. I don't know if those episodes are ever gonna go out. They
The
might be
audio will.
the audio. I could get the audio out, but it might be the unreleased episodes that are stored away in a file. Not really. I could do it, but it's just gonna be audio. And I guess that's how some people listen anyway, but
Yeah, that's fine.
that's fine. Anyway, we'll get it out at some point. And this will get out. I just gotta work on some intro and editing. And another thing, so we actually did record an episode a while back. It was kind of on
Yeah.
some topics that are kind of unrelated now. So this one might be the next one. I mean, if you're kind of cool with that, and then they can kind of see the intro for the first time now, an outro now. I don't know. I gotta get that figured out, but y'all will see soon what we
Yeah.
have like right now.
Your workload is increasing by the week.
I know. What have I gotten myself into?
Mess.
This is why you
All
never say yes
because,
to things.
yeah, like this podcast, you should have
Like this
never agreed
podcast.
to do
I
it.
should have just said no. I'm never editing ever again. It's a lot of
If
work.
we had been, things just go smoother if we're in our standard setup with everyone there. Because
Yes.
we got in a rhythm and we got used to everybody being there and everyone had their tasks for the setup because we set up and tear down for every episode. And when that gets thrown off, episodes get delayed. Entertainment just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
And
man.
yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're going.
Let's get the heck out of here. Sorry for cussing.
Sorry for cussing. All right. See y'all in the next episode. Bye.